This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here to hit nerves.
That's our job, Jay. Hit those nerves. The Good Day program. It's the 7th of June. How do you do? Wednesday morning on the radio, patching things together to figure out what's going on. Here's good news for a fella in New York who has claimed the largest Mega Millions prize ever, $476 million. A retired handyman. But I don't think we... Johnny Taylor's his name. I wouldn't want people to know it was me.
I think some states you don't have a choice. That's the bummer.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, if you that you want to remain anonymous, you have to purchase in a state that allows you to do so.
Right. So imagine being 71, just retired from your job as a handyman, and you figure out that you have won a whopping $476 million. Hooray! The lucky numbers were 23, 2, 4, 48, 51, and the Mega Ball was 22. Now, how many times have you played that number? I never played that number. Can we play it one off? People are so funny about this stuff. All right, I'm going to play 22, 2, 4, 48, 51 next time I go in and scratch.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting fuel the other day, so I went inside and the big signs everywhere, play the lottery, play lotto. So I bought a scratch card for $10. Never bought one of those before in my life. And I figured, let's try it and see what happens. Nothing happened. I could have won. It says $50,000 can be yours. And so I scratched, I got a coin, and I scratched all of the things off the face of it. And I had a big fat goose egg. But I learned something more about, different types of lottery thingamabobbers.
Oh, yes. And then some of them are guaranteed money. Some of them are split pots. So, like, with a big jackpot of Powerball or Mega Millions, if there are multiple people who win, you have to split the pot. But where was it? There was, I think, one gentleman who played a set numbers and like five times. He had five tickets, all the same number. Didn't win a jackpot.
That's right. We were talking about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Money. And so it was basically multiplied by five or whatever, where each winning ticket had the guaranteed amount.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there is a disclaimer in this story because the state of New York wants you to know or wants you to think that you know that the money all goes toward education. So, of all the money that they brought in to pay off this jackpot, supposedly the lottery that week generated $21 million for education purposes, $4 million in commission for retailers in the stores, and $10 million for non-jackpot winning the players that didn't win the big money.
The people who got the guaranteed money.
Right, yeah. Right. Anyway, so they say the money is distributed to local school districts. The larger, lower-income school districts get the greater share. And last year, the state of New York says it helped out school districts in New York to the tune of $3.6 billion. It's always what they had said over the years. It's going to education. And then a lot of studies revealed it didn't go there at all. It went to other pet projects that a governor might have or the legislative bodies have. So anyway, good luck. What I say is congratulations to that gentleman who won at 71. What a great way to start the rest of your life. And I'm thinking this guy feels to me like he's a really responsible guy. And he'll take care of his children, his grandchildren, and he'll enjoy every minute of it. So good for you, sir. Congratulations. I'm not sure congratulations are in order. I said earlier in the program that I wasn't going to talk about the Saudi arrangement with the PGA because it soured me. The Saudis mess up everything, and so they've messed this up too. In my rendering of it. So maybe you have a different thought about it. You can share your thoughts on the merger, the so-called merger between the PGA and the LIV, which is the Saudi Arabians' way of screwing over the PGA. And this is the usual Saudi approach. So what they've done is take some money from a large investment fund in Saudi Arabia run by the government. The money has been used. Now, 2 days ago, the PGA was still fighting this, and they were still disowning members of the PGA who had gone to over to the dark side, if you will. I don't know if you've played golf.
Yeah, the PGA and LIV were big, big rivals, and now to see them have a merger like this, kind of, it just seems like out of left field, and forgive me for swapping out sports analogies.
No, but it's money. That's all it is. The Saudi government, because there's a lot of money in the PGA Tour, decided they wanted to own it. So they start their own, and then they get a lot of pushback, and they figure, okay, instead of we're going to have separate ones, no, we'll combine them. We'll buy the PGA, and that's what they did. They bought out, they say it's a merger, but it isn't at all. It is, now golfers will all be... We'll be working for the Saudi government. That's basically it. There's no more loyalty. It's all about money. So, anyway, what did you just say? I didn't hear all of it, what you said.
Oh, it's less a merger, more of an acquisition.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. The greedy SOBs from Saudi Arabia who are no good to begin with, but yet they find a home. Wherever there's a lot of dough, they find their home. I'm not a golfer, and I would be less likely to be a fan of golf under this circumstances. Here's something going on in the war between Ukraine and Russia that is of note. This is a dam that got blown up near the border. I'm not going to be... What difference does it make? If I try to pronounce... I love all these guys, the egotists who... Oh, I've pronounced this correct. Nobody knows where this is or who it is. They just know it's a dam that got blown up. So that's sufficient information. This is a strategic, vital dam because it is the home of hydroelectric power in Ukraine. And so the Russians blew it up. There you go. And so, but they're blaming the Ukrainians. Don't you love that? It's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. Anyway, water is the thing here, bursting through the dam. What it did, it's about the size of the Great Salt Lake in Utah. The dam, the water behind the dam. That's the size of the lake. So Zelensky held an emergency meeting of his Security Council and blamed Russian terrorists for the explosion. This is going to not help them at all. No, you know, a lot of their power comes from this. And you know what? What it brings to the surface is a discussion of hydroelectric power. And as is the case more in Europe than it is here for sure, a lot of the bigger cities depend on hydroelectric power, which seems to me, with all these so-called environmentalists around, why in the world have we not gone back to hydroelectric power?
That is a good question.
What are we waiting for? What are we doing? You know, this just shows you what a money grab this whole business is. All of it is just about business and a money grab. These phonies, if they really... the third grader could figure this out. Right? There's a lot of information on the circumstances around the world where hydroelectric power is used. And this, unfortunately, this incident gives me and others more pause to think or to ask the question, why isn't there more hydroelectric power? If you were, this underscores the phony baloney nature of some of these characters, because if they really were environmentalists, if they really were concerned about the planet, then they would use the most vital and interesting and compelling energy source. There's nothing more powerful than water. Just check it out next time you're out in a boat and a wind comes along on a lake. Good luck making it back in if you're rowing a boat, little boat. I'm just saying that this is something that we all ought to be more aware of. We ought to be pushing it. Yeah, people pushing solar. I'm doing solar on my farm and at my house and all over the place. There's no water around. I have a little brook, but there's no power going to be generated from that. But any place, there used to be a mill in Framingham, the Saxonville Mill. They made rugs. Roxbury carpet, it became, and it was built on the side of a dam. And all the power to run the electric motors in the facility came from the water, the hydroelectric power that was generated right outside the mill. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of mills all around New England who got their power the same way. So what happened? Where did it go? Why are we using it? There's a lot of nuclear power over there. You remember Chernobyl, Chernobyl plant was in Ukraine, about 35 miles from the airport, and that went the way of the wind. But seriously, this is a question that we all ought to be asking everybody. Why don't we use electric power generated by hydroelectricity? There's a big one on the Hoover Dam. There's a few others around, but not being used the way they ought to be used, at least in my estimation. All right, Father's Day, a week from Sunday, Omaha Steaks wants you to know that now, for $99.99, you will get a fabulous order of bacon-wrapped fillets, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, boneless pork chops, jumbo franks, their great apple tarts, and this little bottle of seasoning, which is kind of fun. So, and by the way, with the $99.99 order, you'll get eight free Omaha Steak burgers. So, gifting for Dad, very easy. You want steak? Omaha Steaks is the place to go. It's not just steak, it's the best steak. Don't wait. Right now, go to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com, and type in 30Doug. That's 30DOUG. That goes in the search bar, and order your Dad's favorite gift package of great things from Omaha Steaks. That's at omahasteaks.com. The keyword is 30Doug, 30Doug, Omaha Steaks. There are so many great products that they have. You can go through their catalog, but this is a good way for you to save money and get a great package. omahasteaks.com, discount code 30Doug.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's get to what's going on in social media, things that are trending. The Tale of Two Princes is how I look at the next few minutes. There's an official demo tape. We'll explain where the demo tape is in a minute. That is a focus on Prince when he was first becoming a star. So we have that story plus Prince Harry in the focus. Thus, as I referred to this particular segment as a tale of two princes, clever as I am, we will pursue both of these folks after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Avi and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, this is kind of cool, Jay. Apparently a demo tape recorded back in 1976 on a quarter-inch reel-to-reel tape. I'm sure you and James doesn't even know what I'm talking about, right? He doesn't know what reel-to-reel tape is.
Back in the olden days,
mid-1900s. I cut my teeth editing in the 60s. We used to have a big old, what they call it, was a magnacorder, and you would record things, or you'd get a reel, and if you wanted to edit it, you'd put it on a splicing block, you'd cut the tape with a razor blade, and you would put it back together with tape. And that's how you edited, not what James is used to editing now on a computer, and he does it in 2 seconds.
It's all digital.
No, yeah, nothing digital. It was literally, you took a razor blade and a piece of tape, and that's how you edited things that were audio and video. Yeah, those were the good old days. Anyway, so this tape that they found up in somebody's attic, I guess, was it his attic?
No, it was a late Warner Brothers records executive, the estate.
Okay.
Yes, and this was the first, this was basically the recording that got Prince his first record contract.
Yes.
But it's so cool because he was 18 years old at the time.
Yep.
Prince single-handedly wrote, arranged, sang, and played all of the instruments.
He was a very talented recording. Guy.
He was, it's absurd the amount of talent this one human being had.
Wasn't his name Prince Rogers Nelson? Wasn't that his real name?
Yes, the real name, yes. Yeah, so he never really had to go with another name or a stage name, quote-unquote stage name or anything.
Nope.
Prince was always Prince.
He died at 58, way too young. Didn't he have some kind of a food disease or something? I forget what he had.
I believe it was prescription medication.
One
of those situations. Same thing, I believe, that took Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Okay, the other Prince is Prince Harry, who is blasting a rumor floating around on social media that James Hewitt is his real father. That's really cool. Huh? Not King Charles III.
This has been around for some time.
Yes,
I feel like if there were any truth to this rumor, it would just give the, quote-unquote, the firm reason to more so exile him and Meghan.
Him. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this guy was just,
it is so hurtful, so harmful to have these rumors of like, oh, that's not your real dad. That's not your real mom.
Well, he didn't meet, Diana didn't meet Hewitt until after Harry was born. So that pretty much puts that to rest. Yeah.
Kiss
that.
So people think they look alike.
28 past the hour and good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence was to announce his presidential run tonight in Iowa, but Pence released a new video to the media hours ago that let the cat out of the bag.
On his 64th birthday, Mike Pence released a nearly 3-minute video announcing his candidacy and his vision for America.
I believe in the American people, and I have faith. God is not done with America yet, and together we can bring this country back.
The announcement by Pence comes a morning after former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie launched his campaign. Polls show Pence and all the GOP candidates still trail former President Trump in his third run for the presidency. I'm Rory O'Neill.
17 U.S. states are issuing air quality alerts today because of thick smoke from Canadian wildfires. States in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and as far away as Kentucky and Tennessee are reporting dense smoke from the fires burning in Quebec. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. June the 7th is upon us. Jay Kirshner and Doug, one of the things that has been a big part of conversation over the last couple of months has been the fate of AM radio in cars and trucks. And yesterday, as many of you have heard, the testimony was basically in favor of AM. Representative Frank Pallone, who is from New Jersey, said as he opened the hearing, AM has proven its value in emergency situations. And he also, by some of his other remarks, sort of set the tone for this congressional hearing. First time they've had a hearing on AM radio for a long, long time. And it was driven certainly by the automakers deciding some of them to take AM out of the dashboard and the bipartisan support. I think I described it earlier as kind of comparable to the debt ceiling vote. I think that's what's going to happen here. The same bipolar.
Freudian slip.
Bipartisan and bipolar business. The frequency characteristics, I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but a lot of people don't know amplitude modulation from frequency modulation. That's what AM and FM stand for. But the AM frequency band allows signals to travel much farther and much more broader, if you will. So that's one of the reasons that AM radio is so invaluable. It's a great tool during any, you know, where it's great to listen. Most of the, I think I said last week, and we were talking about this at the Talkers Convention last Friday, AM radio and its impact and import. 80-some odd percent of people listen to radio on the AM band. That doesn't mean they don't listen to FM. It just means there are different uses for AM with some people than FM. For example, you don't find much music anymore on the AM band because the quality of the signal is not as good. It could be, could have been, if the government had got off of its duff and basically allowed or encouraged digitalization of AM, and then it would sound the same. Some stations have taken it on themselves to digitalize their equipment, and therefore their signal is as good as an AM. I'm sorry, as an FM signal. Anyway, Chairman of Subcommittee on Communications and Technology, Bob Latta, who is from Ohio, said during the hearing that the bill will require automakers to maintain AM radio in their vehicles without a separate or additional payment. That's one of the things. The guys, oh, okay, we'll put them back in, but you're gonna pay. This is not serious. This is,
yes, exactly.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, the radio, I think, you know, I go back to the first radio I listened to in the first car that I had. It was an AM, no FM radio. I had my first car was a 1967 Chevrolet Impala Super Sport, which my aunt sold to me for $900. And it was kind of a fun car, actually. And it had one band, turn on the radio, click, you wait for about 14, 15 seconds for all the tubes to warm up, and then you have the radio. It wasn't instantaneous. Everybody today, if I said to James, see if you can find, maybe even your father, find a radio somewhere, when you turn it on, you have to wait for the tubes to warm up in order to be able to listen to the radio. That's what, yeah? It's all solid state now, so everything is instant. But back in the quote-unquote good old days, when you turned on the radio, you had to wait a minute, little static, and then you you would hear whatever was playing on the radio. So anyway, the emergency alert conversation certainly dominated the whole business. I think I said this earlier on, Jay. This is a sort of coast and inland thing, like the sandwich with the crossover states, the flyover states being the bread, the meat in the middle of the bread, and the coast. So the arrogance of the people who live in Boston, especially, and New York, and not so much in Washington. It's mostly Boston, New York, and some of the West Coast cities. But you don't see this. Middle of the country needs this, wants it, needs to have it. So what are we talking about here? Keep the AM radio in the car. That's it. Period. End of story. All right, so that's my review of that. Now I have a review of something else that I was talking about earlier. The hydroelectric power issue. Well, that was what came out of my discussion of the blow up of the dam in Ukraine. So there are some people, as has been pointed out by some of the people who listen carefully to what I was saying. New York Times has a story today that suggests that it isn't just the dam, but the pipelines over there were sabotaged by pro-Ukrainian forces. I don't know how you get to the bottom of that, but I suppose anything is true. under the circumstances. But that doesn't change the reality of what's going on over there. It may be a tactic to get more people to be angry at the Russians. I don't think they have a shortage of people in Ukraine who are PO'd at the Russians, which is probably a mild way of putting it. But it does show you that there are different and conflicting stories about what the truth is. And so that's why I always say, let's focus on the facts. The facts. Not what you think the truth is, but what are the facts. And in this case, I honestly can't tell you because I've read conflicting stories. I'm not there. I don't really know what went on. But I know overall that we support Zelensky. I think we've thrown a little bit of, I think we've been irresponsible in throwing just money, dollars after dollars. But I also think that the Russians need to be knocked on their ass, and they're not going to get that without us being involved one way or another. So here's yesterday. I'm better today, Jay, than I was yesterday. I was coughing and sneezing and wheezing, runny eyes. And this is in my studio in my home. I have all the windows open this time of year because the temperature's, you know, it's now in the 60s, nice day.
Well, it's pretty, but then you're also battling the allergies, and you have, your location is getting some of that smoke, right?
The wildfire smoke. Right. Now, you asked me yesterday, what did the sunset look like? And the day before yesterday, there was no sunset, really. Well, it was a sunset, but we didn't see it because it was very cloudy and rainy. So last night, the clouds and the rain broke open a bit, and so you could see the haze on the mountains. You could see the red from the sun. It's usually kind of a yellowish orange, but it was red. And that will continue, apparently, today and for the next, the smell, too. And not only the noticeable haze, but the smell. And so apparently it's going to stick around for another day or so. But we've all experienced this, the West Coast, the East Coast, and pretty much everything in between. It's really, it's, you know, you don't know, okay, what do we do? There's not much you can do. It is what it is. Anyway, but you got to be careful. And I had a lousy day yesterday, coughing last night and sleep.
Yeah, anyone with asthma, the lung issues, and...
Yep. All right, the Human Rights Campaign is going after those who are anti-LGBTQ. This is a group that has declared a national state of emergency. You think that's going a little far? Do you think that's a little too much? They refer to the problem as an unprecedented and dangerous spike in the anti-LGBTQ legislative efforts.
I think it is pretty warranted. There are so many people who are so angry, and if they disagree with the LGBTQ community, not everybody, I don't like putting everybody in a box,
right?
But people I know who are members of LGBTQIA, they have never felt so much outward aggressive hate in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Where they used to get stares. They used to say that if they go out anywhere, they would get stares or whatever. But now people are actively being vulgar in their speech towards them. They are throwing things at them.
I just think
people
America,
are being harassed at such a new level.
But don't you think because of social media that people are more vulgar anyway? They hide behind social media. I think it's my experience, not only around this issue, I think there is something to what these people are saying, but I also think we've become a much vulgar nation, and we have become a much vulgar...
Much more aggressive, yes. And there are people who will say things behind, hiding behind their keyboard on a screen that they would not say in real life. But
absolutely.
For the people who will totally do this stuff in real life, face-to-face... Mm-hmm. It can go way too far, way too quickly, where there are hate crimes. This is a level of hate crimes that are being done across the board, far more than before.
The other side of that is, are there people that are going too far pushing some of this before people are ready for it? This should be maybe a more gradual process of trying to integrate a lot of this thinking.
It's 2023. It's been gradual enough. It's been going on long enough that we should be at a point, if you still disagree with homosexuality or any members of the LGBTQIA community, then don't be part of it. But
you know,
try to stop other people from living their lives.
Well, that's really been the calling card of Ron DeSantis. That's one of the reasons I don't like him, because I think he's a bigot. And he's built his legacy so far basically targeting these communities, signed all of this legislation, targeting things. I mean, the news media, the liberal news media, overcooks it, to be sure. But the other side of it is that there are things going on here that seem to show his true colors when it comes to gender. I do agree with him and others who think we're pushing this too hard and too fast, especially gender identity and gender training. You know, at 13, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry at all. I don't think you know what's up from what's down. So to be able to, or to pay attention to somebody who's 13 who's a boy who says, I want to be a girl, that doesn't cut it with me anyway.
My bigger question is the Furby situation. Is it Furby? Is that what they're called? The furries. The furries.
Yeah.
Where people are identifying, like, you have teens identifying as cats. That's a bigger issue.
Ridiculous.
Because when it comes to, not just ridiculous, but when it comes to the whole pushing for litter boxes at the bathrooms at the school, that's a health hazard.
Yeah.
I have follow-up questions.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right. Anyway, that's enough of that. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know that McDonald's tried to make bubblegum-flavored broccoli to serve in their restaurants?
Good grief.
They wanted to put it in Happy Meals. This was in 2014. The CEO said that they wanted to try this experiment. And this guy must have been Mondo Bizarro. So they got somebody to invest in the idea, and they were... A lot of people were buying toothpaste that was broccoli flavored. So somebody at McDonald's said, "Okay, well, let's have a bubblegum flavored broccoli, or even better yet, let's have a McDonald's cheeseburger that tastes like bubblegum."
Effort to get kids to eat broccoli, how about you just cook it properly and season it correctly? Yeah. Because broccoli is amazing.
How about you just give them some meat in your hamburger? All right, 48 after. This is Good Day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, into the search bar, you'll be able to order your dad's favorite gift package for just $99.99. Plus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. These burgers taste like steak on a bun. They're ultra lean and pack a bold, intense, beefy flavor. Save over 60% on your dad's favorite grill pack. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and an Omaha Steak seasoning bottle. Plus 8 free Omaha Steak burgers, $99.99. Remember, gifting is easy. Dad wants steak, and Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in 30DUG into the search bar. Order your dad's favorite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Ah, peaceful, easy. The words. That's actually, those three movies were very good. Liam Neeson, and was that the first of the Taken movies? I think it was, wasn't it?
He made a false, that is a false statement. The first one was good. The second one was okay. And the third one was terrible.
That's in your mind. I liked them all.
The third one was terrible.
No, it wasn't either. Listen, it was an actioner from
But the
Liam
first
Neeson.
One definitely was an important movie in terms of, Liam Neeson is 71 years old today. That's why we play that clip. That is from the movie Taken, which was released in 2002. And then that's his forte into entering a different genre of movie that he had not been doing up until that point. I mean, here's the guy who did Schindler's List with Steven Spielberg and then goes into this action genre. And then his career sort of morphs into this action type B genre, which he's done a ton of movies that are now going to straight to streaming. And I just read that, Ice Road. It's a movie he did for Amazon.
That was fun. I saw that movie.
It was a time killer. I call them time killers. They're either decent time killers or they're bad. He makes a lot of decent time killers. Yeah. So the budget, from what I read, Amazon purchased the rights to the sequel for $17 million. So I would assume he could still command for this type of genre, even if it's on straight to streaming. He probably gets between $3 and $5 million in his pocket, and the rest is for the film. So I understand why he does it, but it's sort of I don't know, an actor of his stature doing, continuing to do the stuff straight to streaming.
Here's the other thing to consider. Hopefully, he's not going down the same street. I don't think he is, because he's playing in some bigger movies as well. The street that Bruce Willis went down, which was to do these kind of movies because they could prop him up, take advantage of his name.
That's a story that I'd like to know the whole story of how that played out. Who handled Bruce Willis? Who made those decisions? How coherent was he to agree?
Wife?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, whoever was handling him, I don't know. It seems pretty sad, actually.
Yeah, it was tough.
You know?
Anthony Hopkins says working on Thor was pointless. He said all they did was sit on a throne and shout a bit.
They paid him to do his line. He said the dialogue's just pointless.
Well, maybe it is.
It depends on your point of view.
Well, if you want to check the box that equals money, they put him in. He said they put me in armor. They shoved a beard on me. Mm-hmm. Sit on the throne, shout a bit. If you're sitting in front of a green screen, it's pointless acting. And I guess
but here's the thing: from the studio's point of view, I think the movies do better when you have actors that people recognize. Even if they're smaller roles, if they're prominent, people go, "Oh, Anthony Hopkins!" He elevates the material, which is obviously true.
Yeah.
So that's why they'll pay to have an Anthony Hopkins in a Thor movie. They don't need to. I mean, they can get an unknown.
Yeah.
But his name recognition does help the status of the project. There's no doubt.
This comes on the heels of the other day I was talking about Elizabeth Olsen advising her actor friends don't sign a multiple movie deal with Marvel, do them one at a time, because who knows how well they'll do, and therefore how well you can do, right?
Yeah,
makes sense. All right, what else have you got?
It's an interesting bit of movie history. In 1975, Sony Pictures introduced Betamax video cassette recorders to the American public. That was the first device you could use to watch a movie at home, and then you got VHS, which really caught on, and then Laserdisc, and then DVD, and then after DVD, now we have at-home streaming where you don't need a physical disc to watch a movie at home, any movie at your disposal, though.
Michael Keaton says Beetlejuice 2 is the most fun he's had working in a movie in a long time.
That's good for him. He says they're doing it practical, not going to use a lot of CGI. Basically, Burton's shooting the film like he did the original back in 1988. This comes out next year. I think this will be highly anticipated, no doubt. Very highly anticipated.
He was talking about this when he was being interviewed about the screening of The Flash, which he is in as well.
I can't wait for it next week.
Fabulous actor. All right, Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.